Advisor. This is the place where we discuss the latest trends in health and beauty, review beauty products, and help you navigate the cosmetic counters. I'm your host and beauty advisor, Deanna Lynn. Today, I have a very interesting show. We're going to be talking about repurposing those cosmetics. You know the ones. The ones you bought thinking you were going to love only to end up hating them. Well, my guest, Meredith Hack, has some brilliant ideas on how to repurpose those cosmetics. She's going to be our beauty advisor for the day. Meredith is a longtime cosmetic expert. She's worked for some pretty prestigious companies, such as Estee Lauder, Lancome, and Clarins. Hi, Meredith. It's great to have you here.
Hi. It's a pleasure to be here, Diana. Thanks for inviting me.
Meredith, I know you've got some great information for us today. So why don't you just go ahead and talk about our subject for the day? Just go ahead and dive right in.
So, we've all had this happen. You see a product that you think you will love, and lo and behold, it sucks. Or, at least it doesn't do what you'd like it to do. So what do? Don't throw it out. There are many ways to repurpose so it doesn't go to waste. So you bought a new face moisturizer and it turns your face into a grease factory or it breaks you out. Oh no. Well, there are many things you can do with it rather than throw it away. Use it as an eye cream. Eyes are naturally dry and delicate, so a super moisturizing, greasy... Let me do that again. So a super moisturizing, greasy moisturizer would make an excellent night cream. Use it on your hands as a hand cream. Sure, you may go through it fast, but it keeps your hands super moisturized until it runs out. Or, to help it last longer, just use it on your cuticles. Here's another one. You jumped on the oil bandwagon. Maybe you picked up a mixture of oils specifically for your face or just a single oil like avocado oil. Either way, you don't like it. Here's what you can do. Use it on your hair. Most oils will be too heavy for your hair for daily use, but oils make a great deep conditioner. One of my favorite hair products is argan or Moroccan oil. It's just oil. So take that unused oil, apply it to your hair, leave it for 20 minutes or maybe even overnight, wash it out, and voila, happy hair. Use on your feet and hands. On slightly damp feet, especially after a bath, rub the oil all over your feet, slip on some socks, and let the oil do its magic. Same goes for hands and cuticles. Just make sure your hands are slightly damp. Oil on skin works best with its slightly damp skin. Rub the oil all over while focusing on your cuticles and let your hands sit and be happy. Use it on your elbows and other spots. I don't know about you, but my elbows are always super dry. Rubbing in a few drops of oil will help them be super smooth. Speaking of skin, adding a few drops of oil to your normal lotion or moisturizer will help kick it up a notch. Just be sure to mix them in your hand as you use the lotion. Don't just dump the oil in your lotion bottle and mix. The chemistry won't be right, and it definitely will separate. So the opposite of the previous two. You buy a new lotion and or moisturizer, and it leaves your skin dry. The easiest thing to do is just add a drop or two of your favorite oil to it, mix it in your hand, and apply. The lotion ingredients will help the oil disperse and sink into the skin. Whatever the problem is, you don't like your new shampoo. It sucks. So here's what you can do. Use it to wash delicates. Really, shampoos can make a great laundry detergent for delicates, and you only need the teensiest bit. Use it to clean your shower. Since shampoo is meant to break through oil in your hair, it also works well for the oil that builds up in your shower. Just use a stiff brush, scrub away. Hey, dish soap also works super well for this. Use it as a hand soap. Shampoo makes great hand soap. And the best part is you can dilute it with water and it'll last even longer. Use it to clean your makeup brushes. Just be sure to use a small amount and rinse thoroughly and you will have clean makeup brushes. My favorite use for unused conditioners is as a shaving cream. You can use shampoos as well for this, but since conditioners are meant to add moisture, they work great for shaving. Even the not-so-moisturizing conditioners still work great for shaving. Whatever the problem is, body washes are super easy to repurpose. The biggest one is to use it as a hand soap, but any of the ones mentioned above for shampoo work too. Okay, you have one or more eyeshadows you just don't use. Fear not. Here are ways to repurpose. If you have kids, eyeshadows or any makeup can be used for dress-up or for Halloween or other costumes. If your eyeshadow isn't already in powder form, you can remove from the palette and crush it yourself. These crushed eyeshadows can be mixed with nail polish and change the color or add color to a clear. Rather than pour it in the bottle, just pour a small amount of nail polish onto a paper plate and mix it there. Brown eyeshadows can be used for a bronzer, and light ones can be used for a highlight. If the pan is small, it may be easier to crush and use the powder form. Powdered eyeshadow works great as a lipstick. Just dip your favorite lip balm directly into the powder, apply it to your lips, and you got yourself a cool lipstick. As well as the ideas above for eyeshadows, blush can be used for an eyeshadow. If you find a lipstick color you love, but it dries out your lips, take it out from its tube, smash it into a small container like contact lens cases work super well, and mix in some eco-Vaseline alternative like Waxaline. You could use Vaseline too, but I like eco alternatives. This will make it more like a thick lip gloss and way more moisturizing. If it's a harder lipstick that won't mash or mix well, just heat it in a small sanitized bowl over simmering water and it'll soften. If you have a lipstick that has a funky color, you can use it as a cream blush. Of course, this works best with lighter pink lipsticks. Just take a small bit, add a drop of moisturizer, rub it into your fingers to warm, and spread over cheeks for pinky goodness. If your foundation is too light, use it where you want to highlight your face. Use it in the middle of your forehead, along the bridge of your nose, and under your eyes. You can even mix a little bit of highlight powder, kick it up a notch. If your foundation's too dark, use it for contouring. You can help define your cheekbones, define your nose, or anywhere else you normally apply bronzer. Well, that's it for my ideas. This is how you repurpose beauty products that didn't work. Now they will.
Meredith, that was truly amazing. We're going to have you back on the show again. Well, that just about wraps up our show for today. But if you do have any questions, comments, or beauty tips, you can leave them on our website, www.askthebeautyadvisor.com. Also, if you're in the beauty field, health or beauty field, and you'd like to get more exposure for your business, we'd love to have you on the show. My email address is deanna@vitaskinplus.com. Again, that's deanna@vitaskinplus.com.